We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Saints training camp's been rolling along. We've just got through day three. The Saints have off tomorrow. We'll get back at it on Sunday. A guy that had off today's session, though, before having Saturday off, was Alvin Kamara as he was celebrating his 30th birthday. Makes you feel a little bit old seeing Alvin Kamara turn 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I always get a kick out of it. Like, I'm at the age now where when an NFL player is that age, they are over the hill. Like, Tyrann Mathieu is this ancient 33-year-old man.
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm the same age as Cam Jordan. When Cam Jordan retires, I'm going to retire. That's my deal. We're going to retire at the same time.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's probably a little bit better
financially,
better off financially than I am.
But Alvin Kamara, been awesome since coming to the Saints. Started out his career with five consecutive Pro Bowls when he was the Offensive Rookie of the Year when he came into the league with the Black and Gold in 2017. Came just 50 yards short of 1,000 yards rushing last year. I think he could have got it. The team decided to keep him out those final games or any risk of any further injury for him in meaningless matchups. There was no point in trying to damage your most potent offensive weapon in games that really didn't mean anything.
Yeah, and I mean, I want him to get 1,000 yards so bad.
I'm sure he will.
I hope so. I was sure he would last year about halfway through the year, and that didn't work out. One of my issues, and it's nothing to do with like performance or anything, and he's already the Saints' all-time leading rusher, so it's not right. Like that means anything, but at the end of his career, like, he's a Hall of Fame running back, in my opinion. And the only, like, one of the only things you can point at him and say, oh, he never had 1,000 yards in his career, right? And you give him 1,000-yard season, all of a sudden that stops being said.
But he definitely did have 1,000-yard years, all-purpose yards, because of the receiving yards.
Sure, for sure. But there's, for whatever reason, that 1,000 yards as a running back means something. Four digits rushing. It matters. I don't know why it matters. It just does. So I hope he can get that either this year or next year, because I assume he's going to have two more years.
We heard from running back Alvin Kamara, WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank, leads off talking about head coach Kellen Moore.
He's real focused, man. He pretty even, knows what he wants, the way he times things up. It's like a reason. It's a reason behind, you know, why the periods are set up the way they set up, and why the plays are set up the way they set up in each period. He seems like he's very, very confident in why and when he's doing things. So.
Do you get excited about sort of the success that he's had with running backs in his past?
Of course.
It stands out to
you? Yeah, of course. And, I mean, obviously with Saquon just being the last and doing it, and it's exciting. You know, I try not to look too far ahead. You got to grind, and it's a lot to learn. Just with everybody, you know, it's a whole new team. So just kind of getting catching everybody vibe and seeing where everybody's head is at. Like, you know, I know a lot about B. Cook, but you know, I never played with him. So catching his vibe, and then, you know, Shaheed and Chris are older now, so I'm just watching them, and it's like it's cool to see them grow, and you know, obviously see Eric, all these guys, Banks, Tyler, Trevor at a new position, man. I'm just doing a lot of observing right now.
Would you want Saquon level touches, like 350 carries, or is that a crazy number?
I'm going to call Saquon. I'm going to ask him how he felt on Sundays after the game. But, man, I think balance is important, right? So efficiency with how I'm getting the ball, when I'm getting the ball, and then, you know, we got dogs on the team, so hopefully those guys get some spin and get the ball and, you know, loosen things up for me. So then it's, you know, I'm a big believer in hustle smart, not hard. So, you know, the best way I can get the ball and the most productive I can be in the most efficient ways, that's what I'm looking for. And I think Kel got that. So
there's been some seasons where it has been maybe more efficient, some seasons where it's been like, oh,
so
wow.
I know what it is. I know what it feels like. Yeah. So that's really what I'm looking for. Just the efficiency, man. Like, make those touches count. You know, whether it's 10 rushes and 5 catches or 10 catches and 5 rushes, like, if those spots are good and you know, we rolling, and I think it puts me in the best position to help, man, that's what I'm looking for.
I know it's very easy to say we don't care what people say from the outside,
yeah,
and we're, you know, giving our 100% every day and all that,
uh-huh.
how do you play coming in as a veteran, knowing you're picked to finish last by a lot of people who are going to start an inexperienced quarterback?
I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't watch sports, and I don't watch Sports Center, all that. So everything that is said about us, it gets sent to me either by my brother, my friends, like my four best friends, or like my mom will randomly call me and be like, yesterday, she right when I found out Tyron retired, she's like, Tyron retired. I'm like, yeah, mom. She's like, did you talk to him? I'm like, nah, not yet. But she just that's how I find things out. But I really never been a fan of the noise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care. I literally, like, genuinely, wholeheartedly don't care. Like, I have a better word for, like, in between don't and care. But I'm focused on what's going on in here.
But how about the importance of things like the spirit and the energy and the belief and the buy-in? I mean, is it harder to do when – I mean, there's sometimes when you think you have the best team in the league, and sometimes when you know there's, like, a mountain.
Yeah. I think that comes from – like a guy like me, the Marios, Cams, like the guys that have been here before, like you said, that have experience with knowing that, shoot, you could feel like you're on top of the world, and then you end up kind of having some bumps and bruises and end up not really where you saw yourself, and then it could be the opposite. You could feel like, this year we ain't and then you explode. So I think right now we just building. We building. I think it's especially for me, and I know Demario over there and Cam, them guys are gonna talk, and I know they're gonna have the same message. Like we have to build. You know, we have to earn the respect of each other. We have to earn the respect of these coaches, get back the respect of these fans, and shoot, on Sunday it'll take care of itself. I think we got talent. Guys around here played a lot of football. And we just gotta get our vibe back, man. We just gotta get our spark back. So
when you're talking about building earlier, I feel like you have to build more when you're coming off a season like you guys do, or is it the same kind of building?
I think from the outside looking in, you would think that you would have to build more, but I think every year is the same kind of formula, right? Not the same formula per se, but the same mind space. It's like, okay, this team is not last year's team, right? It's a different team, whether it's players, coaches. There's a lot of things that change. There's a lot of moving parts. So I think in my mind, at least, I go into every year with, okay, I got to be better than last year. So whatever I do, I got to grind 10 times harder. I got to be 10 times smart. Like, so that's my whole mindset. So I think from top to bottom, you know, I feel like I exude that. It's the other guys around the locker room that exude that. And it just trickles down, and then that becomes the identity of the team, right? So when we're talking about building, there's core values, I think, that we've lost, that I think there's guys in here that have it, but for some reason, it just wasn't sticking throughout the whole team consistently. So I think it's just like from year to year, you want to be great. The goal is the Super Bowl, so that goal doesn't change. So how you get to that goal every year, there's different puzzle pieces, there's different ways to put it together. But you know the vibe stays the same. It's like I got to be better than last year. I got to be better than the version of myself last year. I gotta be a better teammate. I gotta be a better player personally. I gotta prepare better. I gotta work harder. So those are just the essentials, like, I think so.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That was Saints running back Alvin Kamara. And yeah, the other day when he did take the podium, wearing an Atlanta Braves cap, just gave me the shivers, though.
He's from Atlanta, man.
I know, but it was still like, yeah, I don't want to see the Atlanta Braves cap.
What baseball team would you expect him to be a fan of?
Yankees fan.
Why?
Why not?
Because he's from Atlanta.
just anything with the Atlanta logo on it, gives me the hibbity-jibbities here in
New
Orleans.
Fair enough. But, you know, what? One thing that Alvin talked about that a lot of the veteran players have talked about, and I think is, you know, we brought it up on this show, like, Kellen Moore values his players' time in ways that the players appreciate.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, and I don't... it's kind of indicative of like maybe that wasn't happening over the last several years. Like, it's one of the questions they pose to the players in these report cards every year. It's like, do you feel like the coaches make good use of your time? Like, they care about, are they wasting your time? And it's just, it's clear, like, I think that's okay as a former player, and he's a recent player. You know, like, you talk about former players, right? Like, the guys who were players in the 70s, you know, things were different then. Kellen Moore was a player like 8 years ago. So he knows what modern players care about. He knows what the expectations are for modern players in terms of how their time should be used and how the limited practice time should be utilized. And I think that's like every veteran player has gotten up there and talked about it. So it, I think that's one of the reasons. Like, when you're to be a player's coach in this era is a little different. And I think Kellen understands that.
That was Alvin Kamara. You heard in our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.